This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us on this Monday for the KUMA Coffee Hour. Coming up, my conversation with Blue Mountain Community College President Mark Browning. Much to discuss this morning. We'll try and get it all in before we wrap up the conversation. And that's going to start right after this.
No hot water? Head to Zimmerman & Company True Value for help. Here's Jeff to tell you more.
When you find your electric water heater is no longer heating your water, you can replace the electrodes with a wide variety of electrodes that we carry here in stock.
What about if you do need to replace your water heater?
We do carry water heaters, generally 40 and 50 gallon type, and we usually have them in stock.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us on the KUMA Coffee Hour. It's Monday. We hopefully all the listeners survived the time change, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Mark Browning, President, Blue Mountain Community College, is with me this morning. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. You know, daylight savings time. It is what it is, right? What's the saying that everybody says now? If you know, you know. You know, the first couple days, if you know, you know. One hour.
I'm not gonna embarrass anybody, but I did actually get a phone call from somebody very close to, I should say, our listening audience, and they got a new microwave oven and wanted me to walk them through how to change the clock. I said, no, just leave it.
Yeah.
They said, what you do is you take some duct tape, you put it over the clock this time of year, and when we fall back, rip it off, and you're all set. So.
The memes that are out there, what is it, with your iPad or your phone, it's a genius. It'll take care of it. With your range or your oven, just leave it. In 6 months, it'll be fine.
Right.
And your car radio, trade the car.
Absolutely. And, you know, Oregon and Washington said, no to all this changes. I think we're just waiting on Congress to act.
Yeah. I don't know what's involved there. Thankfully, we're not involved.
Right.
It's not on our end.
Yeah. But there are some things that I do want to ask you about this morning, Mark, that you are involved in, and it's almost time to register for spring term. Tell us what's involved and what people who are interested need to know. When does registration start? When is the deadline to register for spring and all of that?
So pick up the phone, pick up your mouse. Easy as that. Go to bluecc.edu. It walks you right through it. Everything's on the front page. Call us at the main number. Operators are standing by. Those are folks right here in East Oregon that'll help you walk through. So spring term's coming up. So spring break for students and faculty is the last week of March. And then the spring term starts right after the first days of April. So we're in the window. It's time to get registered. Good courses available. And we're happy to have you on campus and help you find whatever it is you want to do or what you think you might want to do.
All right, sounds good. Well, BMCC is now offering testing to award credits for prior learning. What's involved in that testing?
Oh, my goodness, Dan. This has been so long coming. And this is part of a statewide effort. Credit for prior learning is really something that higher ed struggled with for decades. And we feel like we're getting a little better handle on it now because so many of our students acquire education and knowledge skills elsewhere, right? They go and do things. They're involved in an industry, or they go work somewhere, or they're involved in some sort of an activity that helps them acquire some sort of a knowledge. There's got to be a way to take that knowledge and convert it into academic credit so that they don't have to repeat. They already know these things. So the idea is take what you've done here. So you have communication skills, you have office organization skills, time management skills, all of these things that we're able now to convert that through a process and get you academic credit for that. So you don't have to go back and take communication 101 and these kinds of things. It's critical because time is everything. In today's business world where our students are graduating with their credentials, getting up to speed as quickly as possible is essential for everything. So it's been a big statewide effort. All the schools working on it together, and we've got some really incredible people. Melinda Platt, for one, that's just been, oh my gosh, she's been amazing. And that just is testament to the great folks that we've got there at Blue Mountain.
And how do people sign up for it?
So again, just jump on the website or give us a call. We'll walk you all the way through it. You bet. Absolutely.
Has a definite date been set for the Precision Ag Lab to go mobile?
So they're working on it. This is one of those things where it's this concept that we've had over the last year and a half, 2 years, where we really take the opportunity out. And our ag folks are, without question, the best in the region. We have all the accolades and awards that others recognize it, but we know it. And this is their idea to be more, just to be better in connecting with those students and those potential students. So, yeah, but a lot goes into that. And, all the parameters and logistics and everything that you have set up in your permanent facility, you now put in a mobile facility to take out. So there's quite a bit involved with it.
And well, what is involved and how can people benefit
from mobile?
Yeah.
I think it's through access. And so just again, be in contact with us, reach out, let us know that you'd like that. You'd love to learn a little more about it. We'll get out to you. We'll get some time set up and we'll come see you. But that's the, I was down in Salem last week or the week before and testifying on a bill, and I said, the best education in the world doesn't mean a thing if you don't have access to it. And this is the driving mindset behind a lot of our efforts to make these things more mobile. Get them out to folks. If you don't have access to it, it just won't make the difference that it can.
We know the BMCC Foundation had to cancel this year's car show, which raises scholarship money for diesel students. Talk about why the show had to be canceled.
Yeah, so really important to understand that that's a foundation event, and their folks just felt like they didn't have the manpower to staff it. I understand and I respect that decision. It's tough, for those who have been involved for a long time, it will be hard not to see that event. The demand on folks' time, especially for those folks on the foundation board, that's a volunteer position. And I think they just didn't feel like they had enough folks to really get at it and staff it the way it needed to be.
How can people who want to help the diesel program students or any other students for that matter at BMCC do so?
Well, still get a hold of the foundation or us, either way, and we'll get you in touch with the right folks. There are always ways that you can help. Our alumni association is really starting to revitalize. And if you've ever attended a class, if you've graduated, if someone in your family has, reach out. There's ways to connect. There's ways to connect where they're not going to ask you for money right off the top. They just want to connect folks and have that commonality of, hey, you and I were there and, we understand these things. So I think there's real value in that. And especially when it comes to supporting programs like diesel and, all the other programs that we have there, there are mechanisms in place. So just pick up the phone or we'll come out and see you.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm talking this morning with Blue Mountain Community College President Mark Browning. We're going to take our first break and be back with more. So stay with us.
Students, do you need a safe and convenient ride to and from Pendleton High School or BMCC campus? The City of Pendleton Letter Bus is free. Stops at the high school and BMCC throughout the day, including after school for rides home after sport practices. Find out how this free bus service could help your transportation needs by visiting the City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation and download their handy mobile app that lets you track your bus in real time. Letter Bus.
Think you know your Umatilla County history? Come find out at Trivia Night at the Museum. Tickets are on sale now at Heritage Station Museum for Saints and Sinners of Umatilla County, Saturday, March 18th. Get your team together and purchase a table for just $120. Or we can put you at a table for just $25 with new friends. Have fun, eat a delicious dinner, and test your knowledge at Trivia Night at the Museum. This event supports the Umatilla County Historical Society.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond, so purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Local news, local issues from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Mark Browning, president of Blue Mountain Community College. And Mark, as the college tries to come up with a budget for next year, are there any indications out of Salem regarding how much funding you can expect from the state for the coming two fiscal years?
It's kind of interesting down there, and I right off the top, let me say I really appreciate our delegation. Senator Hansel, Representative Levy, Rep. Smith, they do such a tremendous job in representing not only Blue Mountain, but the people of our area. We're really fortunate. I was down last week. It was the Oregon Community College Association Legislative Summit last week, and so all 17, we were in town, and we had students there, and we're talking to folks, and in talking with some of the other colleges around, they just don't enjoy the level of support and relationship that we have. And I just think that's such a tremendous advantage for us. So to your question, Danny, it's I would say it's mixed at this point. There's so much focus on really two issues right now. The state wanting to get into the semiconductor business, in essence, not them doing it, but offering tax incentives to help attract those businesses here. And then Governor Kotek's initiatives on addressing homelessness. Nothing else is really moving. It's very small. Now that's starting to germinate up. We're now into mid-March, and there's a little realization, okay, we have deadlines coming here, so some bills have got to start moving. Initially, most of the indication was it would be a flat budget from the last biennium, and most of that reasoning coming out of Ways and Means folks was based on, look, you guys are all down in enrollment, why do you need more money? And the explanation is fairly straightforward. So let's say pre-pandemic, you had a pick your class, pick your discipline, and you've got an instructor there and 20-some students. Well, now you've still got the instructor there, and you've got 12 students, but the class has not gone away. We're still offering that class. We need to offer that class so that these students have these opportunities. And while we might be down, we still have the same cost. And in many cases, all the costs have gone up, right? You've got to try to keep pace best you can with personnel. Your insurance costs go up. Your facility costs go up. Utilities go up. Everything you and I are facing at home, right? And so while overall enrollment might be down, at Blue Mountain, I am very proud of the job that we've done over the last 2 years to try to increase our usage rate and our fill rate within our classes. So we've gone from classes, you know, say 40 or 50. We have some disciplines that are now in the 80 and 90% range. So we're making those adjustments. Other schools are starting to do the same. But those costs, many of which you just, you know, they are just fixed costs that you can't get around. That's where the need for continued support comes from. What we're finding is that there's a little bit of softening in the rhetoric that's coming out that says, okay, we're going to look at revenue projections in April and then the big one in May. The governor's budget recommends about a 6.4% increase. The association and the Higher Ed Coordinating Commission have both put in and recommended for substantially more. That's not going to happen. It's just too much. We could certainly use it. Let me just say that for the record. We have lots of needs. I mean, we just late last week learned of one of our buildings has got a roof issue. We have a number, but this one's got to get addressed right away. It's about $275,000. Well, you know, our capital repair budget for the year is $250,000. So there's your budget right there. I think what we'll see is there'll be some very modest increases or close to flat, but that's kind of the feeling I'm getting. I think what's really interesting is in talking with some folks that are in Salem all the time that have done this for decades down there, they say, you know what's really interesting? It's one of the first times they can ever remember that education is not on the top list of topics of discussion. It's semiconductor, it's homeless, and then it's ongoing budget from there. Education, whether it's K-12, whether it's community college, whether it's college and university, four-year, where it's not on the docket. And that troubles me because that is the way forward to a sustainable economy.
But let me ask, and maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse, but going into the semiconductor issue that the state has come out and said, hey, you know, we've been kind of behind the times here. We got to get on board here and really get with this. But as an educator, as a president of Blue Mountain Community College, does your wheel start spinning? Does the light bulb come up above, you know, up above your head that, hey, wait a minute, there needs to be people that need to know how to run the machines that process those semiconductors, the engineering? I see opportunity
for
what you already are doing, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. There's a ton of opportunity there, Dan. No question. Some of it, I think, for us would be exactly in machine CNC operation, those kinds of things, and ways that we could, in essence, participate versus just saying, hey, here's a degree or a certificate course on how to make chips, right? Here's my worry. Other states who have really been very aggressive in pursuing companies in that business find themselves giving an awful lot on the front end, tax incentives, abeyance, all those kinds of things. And the moment you start to say, okay, you know, these are drying up and going away, we're now finally going to see the tax revenue, they go make a deal with another state, and part of that operation leaves. And it's a really crowded field from a business standpoint. I worry about that as a taxpayer. We're looking at giving hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in incentives to an industry that has been very open about, we're always going to go where the best deal is. So I worry a little bit about that. So I think there's always opportunity. You know, from an education standpoint, we've got to have a trained workforce. But I look at some of the things that we've got going here with Amazon and some of the others. You know, it's Facebook and Google and other parts of the state. Data management, so fiber splicing and plant management. How do you maintain and run that actual plant from a logistical standpoint? And, of course, the data management itself, those are all great opportunities for us. And I want to see those keep going.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And are there any other issues of concern for Oregon's community colleges that are being considered by the Oregon legislature?
Yeah, there's a couple that I think are problematic. There's a bill out there, and I can't give you the bill number right now because I'm undercaffeinated, but it is a bill that prescribes that usurps the authority of the local board and says X percentage of your courses have to be taught by full-time versus part-time. Well, we have tremendously talented full-time faculty and really talented part-time faculty, but that decision on what that balance is really very fluid, and it's often based on availability of people and also your enrollment. To prescribe that coming out of Salem is, that's a bad idea. That's a very bad idea. One of the other things that we are looking at as well, there's a couple of bills that deal with essentially transferring authority to make decisions to Salem versus local. I'm always adamant that local is best. Now, we all say that, but you really see it in education because it's so nuanced and it's so particular one area to another. Even with our own region, what might work in Pilot Rock might necessarily not work over in Helix. So those local boards need to have that control. Same for us. So we're keeping an eye on those kinds of things.
All right. Thank you for that. And I'm talking this morning with Mark Browning, president, Blue Mountain Community College. We're going to take another break, back with more. So stay with us.
Check out our archives, podcasts of past KUMA coffee hours, online at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Every year, over one quarter of adults suffer a fall, but there are steps that can be taken to help reduce the risk. Join Mackay Creek Estates on Thursday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. for a free webinar with certified athletic trainer Adrian Cahigas. He will provide expertise on the physical factors that can lead to falls, fitness routines for older adults to build strength, and advice on fall-proofing the home. You can sign up for the free webinar at prestigecanhelp.com. Again, that's prestigecanhelp.com.
Get your tickets now for Wild Horse Resort and Casino's $40,000 anniversary bingo special, March 25th and 26th. Grab your bingo buddies for 2 days of bingo fun with 20 games per day and $1,000 awarded per game. Buy-in is $200 for both Saturday and Sunday. Secure your seats now at wildhorseresort.com or in person at the Wild Horse Gift Shop. Buy-in at the door only if seats are available. It's the $40,000 anniversary bingo special, March 25th and 26th at Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton.
A new state law requires the city of Pendleton to inventory the material of all pipes in the water system, including our customers' water service lines. Now through March 13th, the city is asking you to complete a survey about what your water service line is made of, especially if the pipes were installed before 1987. You can find more information on how to determine pipe material in the water service line survey available now on the city's website and at Pendleton City Hall.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Tom Petter and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was having some lower back pain. It was a steady ache, and you wouldn't feel like doing anything. And an MRI, x-rays, and all that good stuff. And they were talking surgery, and that was way down at the bottom of my list.
How effective are the ozone treatments?
A lot of days I can go without any back pain at all, not even knowing it's there.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Issues that matter to you. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Blue Mountain Community College President Mark Browning. And Mark, the city of Pendleton has turned over the land it owns where Farm 2 is to be built. What's the latest with the design of that new facility with classrooms and an indoor arena?
Yeah, we're moving forward, Dan. It's been a very full process. Super grateful to our partners that are staying right with us on it. We're looking at kind of a phased approach right now to get the main building up and going. So the timeline is, you know, we want to and need to work around Roundup. It's such a major, it is the major event in the area. And so everything that we can do in terms of site prep and utilities and those kinds of things, we're trying to figure out how to work around that so that the day after Roundup ends in September, this coming fall in 23, we break ground and we're ready to go. We're getting the size and everything else finalized. And so, you know, construction costs are always a concern, and there's been a certain amount of inflation. It just kind of depends on the day, right? You know, where steel is at and where that's going to be. But it's been a very good and full process. And, you know, as we're kind of running down two roads there, we've got the Farm 2 road that we're running down, and we're very much in the budget road. And I am happy to say that for this year, Blue Mountain has the opportunity that we're going to propose a budget, which will officially go to our budget committee the 1st of May. So we're kind of, the next 6 weeks, we're working through details with each department. But our goal is to put forth a budget that does not eliminate any positions. And I just want to kind of let that one sit for a minute, because if you think about what this college and this community has been through in the last 3 to 4 years, that's a very big moment. And we can do it. Now, we're not going to be super flush. We never are, but we can still do what we need to do. And I think that's so important for our college campus and our community to be able to have the realistic possibility of not having to address positions like that. Part of that is how does Farm 2 factor into that? Because we're going to have some operational costs that won't be until the next budget year for 24-25, but looking at that as well.
Staying on the topic of Farm 2, how have the plans changed since the original plans were first drafted?
A lot smaller. Yeah. You know, the original building was, I want to say, 80-some-odd thousand square feet. We're smaller than that now. Still, what we've done is we've kind of drawn a line and said, look, it's got to be X size to be functional, to be able to host the kinds of events and the kinds of things that the college needs to do, that our community partners need that facility to be able to do. What we're trying to figure out now is, okay, what can we do with seating? We've got to have stalls to be able to move the animals in and out on the outside. How do we take care of that and still build the size of the arena that we need? And so that's kind of where we're at now.
Providing an indoor arena for the award-winning rodeo team is part of Farm 2's mission. Yep. Will the facility also have stables for horses? Well, I guess you kind of talked about that. And other livestock that might be used in rodeos?
We're hopeful. Yep, we're hopeful. And that's where being partners with Roundup and everybody else is really key for us. The city, the convention center, Pat Beard there, everybody's been really well engaged, and we're trying to figure out how to do that the best so that we can host the most number of events possible to be able to use that facility for educational, 4-H shows and those kinds of things, to be able to do some of the other events that would come with that. There are hundreds of events that take place in the area within, 150, 200-mile radius of here that we would have access to be able to bring those events here to this part of the world. And that helps everybody, right? That helps our hotels, our restaurants, our gas stations, grocery stores, everybody. So that's really how we're trying to approach it, is how do we keep the size of that facility such that we can have access to go bid on those events and also be able to operate it and maintain it.
Using the phased approach for construction, do you have a guesstimation, I'll use that word, on when it will all be done to where Farm 2 can start being used by the community?
Yeah, it kind of depends on our legislature. So we have a request in that's part of our partner group with the city for that, and what we're calling gap funding. Senator Bill Hansel was talking to us about this last week when we were down chatting with him, is that there are public projects all over the state, roads, bridges, grade schools, fire stations, sewer plants, you name it, that are in partial stages of completion. And because of inflation on construction costs and labor and everything else, they're just not going to make what the project was. We're in that boat. Now, we might be, towards one end of the spectrum because we haven't turned a lot of dirt yet, but we're in that boat where we got a public project and we know there's a gap. If the legislature is able to help us with that, we can do everything on time and we'd be done, by fall of 2024. If we've got to wait a year and do that, then, everything else will go from there.
And this is the odd time of year when snow can be likely and baseball and softball teams have started playing. How can people find out about when games are if they want to show their support for the Timberwolves?
Yeah, BMCC Athletics online. Both softball and baseball seasons are underway. Took in a little bit of the doubleheader on Saturday against Clark. And, you put a hoodie on and come sit down and enjoy the games. But check it out on the website. Both teams are going. Basketball is finished up. We had students both from our men and our women's team receive some East Region honors. So very, very happy for them.
Mark, has planning already begun for graduation this June? And if so, tell us anything you can about what's in place.
June 14th, it's a Wednesday this year. Normally, we're on a Thursday. It's the 14th on Wednesday, and it starts a little bit earlier. Normally, it's at 7. We're going to start at 6. Pendleton Convention Center, love to have you out. Come celebrate those students and what they've done.
All right. Well, Mark Browning, President, Blue Mountain Community College, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to see you.
And thanks for not being, late or early?
Yeah. Thanks to my phone.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mark Browning, President, Blue Mountain Community College, and we'll talk to you again next month, Mark. And that's going to do it for this Monday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.